Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. A negative day today with the statistics, and we'll start with the number of companies, ASX resource companies that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. There was 546, and that's down from 556 yesterday. Of the 546 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, listeners, there were only 83 with gains. Only 83. That's down significantly from 188 and well below the 200 we like to be around. Each day. There was 108 with no gain, and that's down from 129 yesterday. And there were 355 with losses, with a loss. And that's up significantly from 239 yesterday. So very, very bad day today for the ASX resource sector, with far too many with a loss. All right, let's look at the volume for today. It's also down significantly to 1.99 billion, and that's down from 2.25 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average volume is dropped to 3.6 million, and that's down from just over 4 million yesterday average. The average percentage gain loss is at a loss, and for the third day running, it's on a decline. So it's at a minus 2.35% today, and that's down significantly from a positive 0.71% yesterday. So all statistics on the negative today, except for the top five best performing ASX resource stocks, which were at number one, we have Mount Royal Resources Limited, ASX code MRZ. And it had a percentage gain of 45.10% today. At number two, we have Triangle Energy Global Limited, ASX code TEG. And it had a percentage gain of 35.14% today. At number three, we have Chalice Gold Mines Limited, ASX code CHN. And it had a positive gain of 29.71% today. At number four, we have Grand Gulf Energy Limited, ASX code GGE, and it had a percentage gain of 25% today. And rounding off at number five is Stellar Resources Limited, ASX code SRZ, and it had a percentage gain of 23.08% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five best performing ASX resource stocks. There were some good gains and positive activity. All right, let's look at the commodity performance today. And the only commodities doing well were gold, copper, oil and gas. As far as the highest traded stock for the second day running, it was Oakdale Resources Limited, ASX code OAR, and 13.15% of the company was traded today. As far as project locations, for the third day running, Yilgarn Creighton is the best performing project location, and it's located in Western Australia. Let's look at the top 20 percentage staff admin spend versus project percentage spend for the last 12 months, and it's at 55%, slightly increased from 53% yesterday. So effectively what that means is of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, over the last 12 months they've spent 55% on staff admin and an average of 45% on projects. So we certainly like the project spend to be a lot higher than where it is on average. And I generally like it to be at least 60% project spend over a 12-month period, unless there's legitimate reasons. All right, let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There are 143 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution. And that's down from 146 yesterday. The average gain loss, much like the general average gain loss, has also declined 3 days running. And it's at minus 1.99% today average. And that's down from minus 0.25% yesterday. Volume is up to 567 million, and that's up from 487 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today, six of them are using an ERP software solution. And looking at the spend over the last 12 months of the top 20 best performing ERP ASX resource stocks, and the average staff admin spend is 38% versus 62% project spend. So if you remember, the general average percentage staff admin spend was 55%. With ERP, it's 38%. So when using ERP software, a lot more money and focus on project spend. All right, let's look at the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Mount Royal Resources Limited, ASX code MRZ, being the best performing ASX resource stock for today. We'll start with their projects. They have a couple of projects located in Western Australia, close to Kalgoorlie, one of them, and Port Hedland, the other. As far as project spend over the last 12 months, they've spent $395,000 on projects and $568,000 on staff admin. That equates to, over the last 12 months, spending 59% of money available on staff admin and 41% on projects. As far as money in the bank, they have, and this is excluding any current or recent capital raise, they have $3.6 million in the bank. Their market cap closed at just over $12 million today. They have just over 33 million shares on offer. And as far as their share price performance, it closed at 37 cents today. And it started the year at 25 cents. So some gains there in 2020. As far as their top 20 shareholding is concerned, and this includes directors as well, they own just over 54% of the company. So that's a nice, strong, loyal top 20 shareholding. So that now concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which was Mount Royal Resources Limited, ASX code MRZ. And that concludes the MacCorp Daily Podcast for today. Thanks again for listening. And if there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email Steve at MacCorp, MacCorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening and enjoy your evening. Good night.